AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Day one is complete in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. In opening statements, prosecutors say Trump tried to corrupt the 2016 election by preventing damaging stories about his personal life from becoming public. Defense attorneys say the former president is innocent. Trump spoke after today's session wrapped up.
I got indicted. I'm the leading candidate. I'm beating Biden. I'm beating the Republicans now. I have the nomination. And this is what they try to take me off the trail for. That checks being paid to a lawyer. He is a lawyer, or was a lawyer.
That lawyer is Michael Cohen, Trump's former fixer. The first person to testify today is David Pecker, former publisher of the National Enquirer. He's a longtime friend of Donald Trump and is testifying for the prosecution. Pecker says he had final say over celebrity stories. A key strategic ally is protesting after some remarks by President Biden.
At a Pennsylvania war memorial, the president talked about his uncle, Second Lieutenant Ambrose Finnegan Jr., whom he says was shot down over Papua New Guinea during World War II.
They never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
Prime Minister Joseph Marape says while that may have been a slip of the tongue, he's accusing the president of disparaging his nation by appearing to imply cannibals ate Finnegan. Biden's spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre said last week the president was simply honoring the bravery of troops who died defending America, including Finnegan.
And that should matter.
Military records also don't support the president's account that Finnegan's plane was shot down. The Pentagon says it crashed in the ocean after both engines failed. Sagar Magani, Washington.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is pledging deportation flights to Rwanda would begin this summer. This is AP News. Tensions are rising in the South China Sea.
One of China's top military leaders has taken a harsh line on regional territorial disputes, telling an international naval gathering that the country would strike back with force if its interests come under threat. Zhang Yujia, the vice chairman of the ruling Communist Party's Central Military Commission, says the nation's territorial sovereignty brooks no infringement and its core interests cannot be challenged, and that the Chinese military will resolutely defend the reunification and interest of the motherland. The four-day meeting comes amid heightened tensions over China's assertive actions in the Taiwan Strait and the East and South China Seas, and as China's navy has grown into the world's largest by number of hulls. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A judge in Kansas denied a request for resentencing for two brothers awaiting execution for a quadruple killing known as the Wichita Massacre. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.